Okay. Yom Ha'atzma'ut Sameach. Okay, so we write the last line of Samech Aleph and Bet. We're starting Samech Bet today. The last word there, we quoted the pasuk, right, which wasn't written in the Gemara. Gemara said, "Ve'im temanu umeritem cherev teuklu," right? Ki pi Hashem diber. Okay, that was the pasuk. Now the Gemara is asking that pasuk. That pasuk says, "Umeritem." It says, "Cherev teuklu." So cherev teuklu means, we understand it means that you will be devoured. Te'ukal. Right? You will be devoured by the sword. But it didn't, it should have said becherev te'uklu. Okay? It didn't say be. That's the Gemara's problem. Okay? The Gemara said like this. My cherev te'uklu. Okay? Look at Rashi. Mashma achilatchemu. Right? It means you're devouring. Right? So we've got a difficulty here, okay? Because it should have said becheriv, right? There's no rush on that. Okay, becheriv. Amarava. So Rav explained. No, what is it? What's the cheriv? Yeah, the words we're saying. Hi, Mati. Okay, milcha. Okay, we've got milcha gelalnita. Okay, nahama desare akusha ubatsli. Right. Look at Rashi there. Gelalnita means gasa. So he says, no, what we're meaning is the same thing. Is that if you eat melach galnita, which is coarse salt, gas, right? Gas salt, right? I saw a few other expressions. You know, gas salt, right? Desare akusha, and like very hard barley bread. Sorim, right, like barley bread, like in other words, very bad quality bread, or batsle, like so, full of onions, right? So if that's the case, if you eat that, that's the same basically as like being devoured by a sword. Right? Amar Mar, how do we know that? Amar Mar, pat purni, right? Pat purni is made like in a particular type of oven. Right, it's actually, if you look at the Mefarshim, I explained that a pat purni is like the oven we have today. Their ovens in the time of the Gemara, the normal ovens had the holes at the top. Mm. Right, you put stuff on the, you could either put the stuff on top of the oven or inside the oven, but the hole is from the top. This pat purni has got the side, the door from the side. Now for us, it's like obvious that it's the oven. The oven's got the door from the side. Who's got an oven with the door on the top? But it's like a bit of a chiddush, yeah? Right, pat purni, chareva b'melach. So this pat, this is oven-baked bread. Chareva b'melach, like coarse, very coarse bread. Ubetzalim kashim laguf kecharavot, or as difficult for the body as swords. So it's like swallowing blades, basically. That would be the colloquial expression, swallowing blades. So that's what the pasuk remember said. Cherev to'uklu means that basically you would eat swords. Kabishlo Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, haynu dichtiv im lo shachav. Look at that pasuk there. Hainu dichtiv. The pasuk says, "V'hisbiyah otana kohen v'amari la'isha." We're going back now, by the way. We just left that pasuk for a second. We explained the pasuk. Now we're going back to Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Chanina, right? Chanina ben Gamliel, on whether you need a double pasuk or you don't need a double tanai. Remember, we brought a whole lot of examples in the Torah. So we of tanai kafuk. Thank you. So we're going back to that now. So Bishlom Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, this is what the pasuk says. This is with Soter, right? We don't. V'izbiyah otah kohen, v'izbiyah otah kohen. The kohen makes her swear. V'amar el aisha, im lo shachav ish otach. If you didn't have relations with this man, with a man, v'im lo satit tumah tachat ishech. And if you didn't go off to the veer off to the side and become impure. With regards to your husband, hinaki mimei hamarim, you will become clean, right? Hinaki mimei hamarim, from the waters, hamarim ha'eli, these waters, right? So the Gemara says like this: Bishloma, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, hani dichtivim lo shachav ishotach ve'im lo satit tumatach rishaych hinaki, elal Rabbi Meir, hinaki mibaylei, we're missing the other half. He says hinaki. Right, yet you'll be cleared. But where's the other half of the shvua chinaki, that if not you'll basically die? right? When we learned in Sotah, that was the whole idea, right? Exactly. According to, very well, thank you. According to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, he says that you mitoch ein, michal hein ata shomei alav, therefore doesn't need it.
It's not a condition.
Why is that a condition?
It's a prophecy.
But that's the t'nai, though. Even
not t'nai, because she's already done it. This is in the past. This is you're talking about an event.
I mean, I think the answer is a great answer, but I don't think that the Gemara's question.
It's not in our control either. He's basically making a decision on God. It's a prophecy.
But isn't any t'nai not in our hands, for example?
No, but this is in the past.
Are you saying
if you have done this, then this
right.
You mean it's not if you're going to do it, it's if you did
if
it.
If you had done it. That's the question.
No, it's a great answer. Mm-hmm. But
I don't know
a great answer. But that's not what's troubling the Gemara, though. It's a good answer. It's a nice answer. But I think what's troubling the Gemara is the Gemara is looking at it, even though you're right that it's in the past, it's very good there. But I think the Gemara is saying is that if we want to be consistent with Rabbi Meir, at the end of the day, there is a t'nai taking place. Even though it's a problem, I agree with you, David, but there is a t'nai here. The Kohen is giving her the waters, she's drinking the waters on a certain condition. And the condition is that these waters, if she did it...
I'm trying to agree with you. I think David makes an excellent point, obviously, but I'm not sure when this is the Shavua that he, right, the Kohen gives her.
Yeah.
The Shavua, he's quoting the Pesukim from the Torah about in the future. I don't think...
But David's right. It's often has happened.
I know, it's after it's happened.
But if you give me half a second.
The quote is actually in the future.
The purpose of this we learned in Tzotah is to scare her. If you remember. The whole process was to tire her out and to scare her. So therefore, it should be that he should mention the double side, the negative.
And also I'm saying, I think... He's just quoting
psukim.
A psukim that are future looking, that are forward looking, and not in the past.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. So
it really is a t'nai.
Right. I see what you're saying. You're saying that the psukim themselves are a t'nai before she had done it.
Exactly.
Ah, thank you. That's all right. Okay, before she had done it. Right.
He's just quoting it in his.
In other words, the t'nai, there's a built-in t'nai in the world. There's a t'nai in the world with a husband and wife. There's a t'nai in the world that if you did it, you will, and you come to that stage. That's what you want to say. Very good. Okay. Shkoch. Okay. Ela l'Rabbi Meir chinakim ibaile. Right? So Rav Tanchum says anything. He says, hinaki ketiv. Right? Hinaki ketiv. What does it mean, hinaki ketiv? From, look at Rashi, below yud. That's why the Torah wrote hinaki. Hinaki, or hinaki, right? Hinaki is probably the better way of pronouncing it. Hinaki, right? Below yud, lemidrashe. That's written out of yud to have a drosh, a darshan on this. Ke mikra'o lishvua rishona. Im lo shachav tenekia. Okay, that's what Rashi is telling us here is that the very fact that the Torah used this lashon, hinaki, is inherent in hinaki, is chinaki. It's written like a chinaki. So when you read it, you actually are reading the negative as well in the drosh. Okay, it's a bit of an answer. Okay. So now, Bishlam Meir, Hainu Dichtiv Hinaki. So now we, other way around. So now, contrary, Meir, it's all good because it says Hinaki, right? And therefore, we can see that there's this double imperative in the Hinaki. And Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Lameli. But so now, now we've got a question of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Why did he need the Torah to write Hinaki without the Yud? What's the limud there without the yud? He never needed that. He never needed that special drosha according to him. I mean, Meir needed it because the fact that there wasn't a yud gave us the inherent in it was the negative. Right? Look at Rashi, Rabbi Chanina. The law by kfila, lama li melichtav, ki hai lishna. Vikile midrash achi vachi nichtov tichye o lashon achi. We never needed it. So he says, itzrich. Rabbi Chanina still needs it. Why? Sagat Chamina, what would we have thought? Im lo shachav ish hinaki? If she didn't do anything, then she'd be okay. V'im shachav, lo hinaki, v'lo hinaki. Nothing would happen to her. Okay, we've seen this answer time and time again, right? Ela isur ba'alma, just tam and isur, kamash milan. Therefore, even Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel needed to know what the outcome would be if she did it, but he never needed it for the t'nai. He just needed it for the know what the halacha was. Okay? If anybody's not satisfied, identify. Okay.
I'm waiting for the punchline here.
There's no punchline. Good news for you. Go for the punchline.
Really?
There's no punchline. Bishlom Rabbi Meir, Hainu Dichtiv, Look at that pasuk there. Hu yitchata bo. Remember, we've learned this plenty of times, that a guy who's got tumah of mate, tumat mate, and he has the sprinkles then the ashes of the mayim, or the paraduma with the water. We've seen it on the third day from his tumah and on the sixth day of the tumah, right?
Seventh
day of the tumah. Third day and the seventh day. Sorry, third and the seventh day. He says, yeah, the pasuk says, v'yitchata bo b'yom ha-shlishi u'b'yom ha-shvi'i. On the third and the seventh, yitar. Im lo yitchata b'yom ha-shlishi, and if he doesn't have the sprinkle on the yom ha-shlishi, u'b'yom ha-shvi'i, lo yitar. It seems like it has to be the third and the seventh day. Now, obviously, it can't be the third, and if he doesn't, he never tahor ever in his life. But it's like a measure. The Torah is telling us 3 and 7. In other words, a period in between, a space from when you can, when you can't, etc. So now we've got there, but we see in the pasuk, it says, hu yitchata, ve'im lo yitchata, lo yitar. So we've got here a proper double, right? This pasuk works beautifully. So bishlo remeir, ha'in dichtiv, hu yitchata, bo b'yom ha'shvi, yom ha'shvi, yitar, ve'im lo yitchata, v'chule. And Rabbi Chanina, Gamli Lamali, says, Itzrich, we need it. Why? Salk Rabbi Chamina, mitzvat haza'a b'shlishi u'bashvi'i. That's the mitzvah. It's on the third and the seventh. V'heched avad b'chad minayu avad. However, if you had done it on any other day, it would still be good. Kamash malah, no. Dafka, the third and the seventh. So now, the Gemara says, v'hizah ha'tahor latameh. That's the next pasuk, right? That's in the same perek there. Well, we just read previous pasuk was perek yutet, pasuk yutbet in Bamidbar. Now we got a Bamidbar yutet, same perek, pasuk yutet, and says that v'hizah tahor la tamei, right? That a guy who's tahor will sprinkle on the tamei, b'yom ha-shlishi on the third of yom ha-shvi'i. And it says v'chit'o b'yom ha-shvi'i, on the seventh day, he becomes purified. V'chibes b'gadar v'chatz ha-mayim v'tar b'ayir. Seems to be a repetition of that previous pasuk, right? V'hizah tahor latameh b'yom ha-shlishi v'yom ha-shvi'i lameli. What do we need to know there again? Yom ha-shlishi u'yom ha-shvi'i. So the Gemara says, itzrich, sag l'chamina shlishi l'mutah sheni. That was written shlishi, just to exclude sheni. In other words, it doesn't have to be shlishi dafka, it could be revi'i, maybe, but it definitely can't be sheni, because it can't be earlier than shlishi. Shvi'i l'mutah shishi. And also, Shvi'i tells us it has to be Shvi'i. It can't be earlier than Shvi'i. Right? That's what we might have thought. The Kamamait Bimei Tara. Right? Because then, if you go earlier back, if you do it on the second day or the third day, so you're reducing the amount of days that you would have had before you could become Tahor. Right? Heiched da'avad b'shlishi u'b'shmini. But maybe if you would have done it on the third day and the eighth day, the Kamafish Bimei Tara, where you're increasing the days, right? Because now you're lengthening the process. We understand it couldn't have been done before the third and before the seventh, but maybe you can extend it. Amashapidami, Kamashwala, no, can't do it. Okay, so now the pasuk, that's fine. Now we understand why it's about v'chit'o b'yom ha-shvi'i. But what do we need that? The pasuk said v'hizah ha-tahor la-tameh b'yom ha-shlishi b'yom ha-shvi'i. We explained why we got that. And then v'chit'o, why does it go back into that again? V'chit'o b'yom ha-shvi'i. What's that for? We need that. Why? We would have thought, that's only with regards to kochim. If you look at the Hagot HaGra there, if you look at the bet of the Hagot HaGra, it says, lekochim, he says, nirbenai lemigdash. That's, you would have thought that's only when it goes to actually having to go into the Beit HaMikdash. About the truma, but if you only, if, in other words, it's a higher level of kedusha. But for truma, v'chad nami sagya kemash melan, you wouldn't have needed the double process of that v'chibes b'gadar v'chatz b'mayim v'tahir b'erev, that you only would have needed for hegdesh, but not for truma. Kemash melan, you need it for everything. So we tied up now the pasuk, we've ended the sugya, we haven't got real satisfaction here of, and we rely on klalim of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Hanan, Rabbi Gamliel. And I'll be very honest with you, I'm nervous. I don't know, because we, as a rule, don't paskin halacha like Rabbi Meir when he's mentioned in the Mishnah. And we always said stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Meir is actually b'chaverav, halacha is not like him. So it would appear that the halacha should be according to the klalim like Rabbi Hanani ben Gamliel. Also, another problem that I've got here is, if you notice, we waited until Daf Samach Aleph to learn about Kol Tnai Sheino Ketnai, right? So that's 60 Daf. We spent the whole of Gittin on Tnaim, the whole of Kiddushin, the first 60 Daf of Kiddushin on Tnaim. We haven't really seen in any Mishnah anywhere along the way a double Tnai. So that's a question. The reason why I'm saying that, I don't know the answer, to be honest with you. I actually didn't even think about that. But the reason why I'm concerned is we'll see just now, where we'll see that there's a safek here of, does the Tanai really have to be a double Tanai or not? Let's try and find out. If by the end of this year we haven't established amongst ourselves what the halacha is, then we'll consult.
It can't be.
A double Tanai.
It can't be the halacha.
Okay. Let's see. Today we take a conf finish later. We have finish on time. Let's go. Okay. Matnitin. Hamakadosh Aisha. Now we go back. Okay. We've dealt now with a few other Tanaim, and now we're going into Kiddushin itself. Right? We've seen similar ideas, I think, in the Mishnah, right? Amakash Aisha Amar, he does the Kiddushin. 1 second, where is this? We've seen this Mishnah before. Eh? I don't know why, but it's so familiar to me. But it's from Baba Metzia, which we haven't got yet. Yavamot, we didn't do Ketuvot.
No, you're right.
Vav. Where's the. Vav Le'el Nun. Okay, there we are. I knew we'd seen this before. Eh? Yeah. Wow. It's in Daf Nun. Mm-hmm. We'd seen this Mishnah before. Okay, I knew it wasn't. Okay. Hamakadosh Ra'isha. Hamakadosh Ra'isha. Hamakadosh Ra'isha. Va'amar. Kesavura yiti shi kohenet. Ah, when I married her, well, I thought she was a kohenet. Vahare hi levaya. Levia. She's a lion. Right? She's a levi. Right? Levia vahare hi kohenet. I thought she was a levi. Now she's a kohenet. And I thought she was a poor woman, now she's a rich woman. Ashira, Varahi Aniya, I thought she was rich and she's poor. Hare zu mekudeshet, makes them what you thought. She's mekudeshet. It's a proper kiddushin. I got news for you. It doesn't always work so well. Suddenly you discover that father's Donald Trump and you gotta be on an election trail with him. Okay. Right. Mibnei shelohe ta'ato. Why is it not a no problem, yeah? Because she didn't mislead him. She didn't do anything. It's not like there was a mekach taut here. He thought.
Well, what difference does it make if she's a Kohen or a Levi? I mean, I can understand maybe if she was poor and he thought she was rich, but what difference does it make?
Tell me something, does a bat Levi, if a child born to a bat Levi, does he have a pidyon haben?
No.
But Truma.
So Truma, if he's a Kohen, then he couldn't do the Truma anyhow. And she, once she marries him, she loses the Truma. But a bat kohen, if she's mezane, she's chayv mita. A bat kohen who's mezane, who has znut, is chayv mita b'shreifa. It's a special din in a bat kohen.
Thing that makes a difference.
As opposed to skila or something.
So I'm saying, so maybe he was worried he didn't want to have it in his hands. I'm trying to think of a reason of why.
No, the master.
Huh?
Master.
She called it the master when she's married to him.
The
bat, why she's a bat and she married to Israel? History,
no,
tickets.
She's used to having it.
She's used to having it, and so what? And I'm trying to understand. I'm not arguing, I'm trying to understand.
No,
what
it's
cool. Okay, it's good. So, Omer Isha, now the Mishnah carries on. Omer Isha, Hare at Mekudeshet Li, La'achar Shet Gaye. Right? He says, makes a condition here. He says, just look at that Rashi quickly, Shelo Heta'ato. Elohu Heta et Atzmo. He misled himself. And he never explained it, so they were like, okay, look at this. This is the chiddush. This is what this sugi is about. I apologize. I'm fitting the next sugi. I thought there was my eyesight's a bit bad in the morning. I thought there was said shebelev. Right. And therefore, it's havu dvarim shebelev. Now, I want to take 1 second. Go back to that mem tet. How are we doing for time? Yeah, not too bad. Go back to Mem Tet Amud Bet. On Mem Tet, because remember we said this Mishnah was on Nun. On Mem Tet Amud Bet, there was a Tosfot. On Mem Tet Amud Bet, there was a Tosfot. We didn't do it at the time.
Dvarim
Shebalev. Right? Why isn't this a problem? Why? This is a Dvarim Shebalev. He had thoughts. He had ideas. He had. Look at that Tosfot there.
Wasn't there a between Rish Lakish and somebody else about
Dvarim Shebelev, Dvarim Shebelev, Dvarim Shebelev. It was a whole sugi we said, Dvarim Shebelev, Dvarim. Exactly. This, and then we're passing here, we're saying Dvarim Shebelev. Therefore, Dvarim Shebelev, Dvarim. It's not out, you're up, screw up. So look at Dvarim Shebelev, Dvarim. That's the Tosfot. Dvarim Shebelev, Dvarim. Here's the Mishnah, by the way. Amanachani Kohen Mimsa Levi, David Mimsa Kohen. Natin Vamamze, that's the Mishnah there. Right? And we said, the Enema Kodeshet Vechen Hi Sheheta Ato. Right? That was because he misled her. Now we're saying he didn't mislead her. Look at that Tosfot quickly. Mash medafka mishum delo piresh dvarav. Was it not a deal? Was it not a taut? Because he didn't explain himself. But in Piresh Tvarav Lehedya, but if he explained himself properly, Va'amar b'sha'at ha'mecher, and at the time of the deal, Shehu Mochram, this was in the sugi of the guy who went to Eretz Yisrael. Remember, he sold his house, he sold his property to go to Eretz Yisrael, and then he couldn't make it there, and he came back, and we said, what do you want? He sold it. You know, he never explained what he wanted. Was it inherently understood, or was it that sugi there? So, Amar b'sha'at ha'mecher, at the time of the sale, Shehu Mochram, lefi Shehu rotzeh lelechet Eretz Yisrael, have ha'mecher batel. If he had said it, it would have been batel. And says, Totzav v'kasheh, why is it batel? Amai, haba inan t'nai kaful. We need a double tonight. Mm-hmm. See, I said to you, we'll see today. I'm not sure what the aloha is. By dvarim kafel, vare lohit na, sheim lo yelech, lo yirkayem amekach. Okay, this ties up our Mishnah now and the previous sugi which we just did now on tonight kafel. V'harashbam piresh in sukkah, gabe etrog. Look at this. On etrog, we all used to this, right? You can lend your friend an etrog, right? On sukkahs to use it, right? Etrog, al menat lahachzir. You can lend it to him. Condition that he lends, gives it back to you. You can give it to him, actually. You don't lend, you give it to him. It becomes his. But I'm not lachzir. Im echziru yatza, lo echziru lo yatza. If he never ever returns the etrog to you, he wasn't yotzei. That was gezeila. Even though it was his obligation to give back to you. He never gave back to you, he wasn't yotzei with a mitzvah. Va'af agav deba'inan t'nai kaful. But we need a t'nai kaful. You never said to your friend, here's my etrog and you can use it if you give it back to me. And if you don't give it back to me, you can't use it. It's not yours. Right, hanimili be'is lukia. So it also makes a chiluk now. He makes a distinction on when we need a tnai kafel and when we don't need a tnai kafel. So he says like this: hanimili be'isur kagon hitkachi li amenat shetitni li mataim zuz. Right, when you make it, they say, marry me on condition you'll be married to me, provided you give me mataim zuz. V'chein beget. Right, it can shmuel begete. Teshchivera. Aba b'mamon. When it comes to monetary deals, lo ba'inan t'nai kaful. You don't need it, that's what Rashbam says. And says, Tosvot ve'lo nehira. It's not clear to me this. Why? Why when it comes to money, we don't need a t'nai kaful? Daha kol t'nai yafin v'nei gad v'nei ruvein. We learn t'naim, bichlal, not this t'nai, but not that t'nai. We say that t'naim, as a rule. V'hatam davash be'mamon. And there, dafka was mamon, was buying land. That's mammon, that's tavash mammon. There wasn't a kiddushin, they weren't marrying the land, they were getting the land as ownership. V'omer Ri, so Ri says like this.
Is it Ri?
Ri is, right? The tzarich lechalek velomar. You have to make things b'chol zon and say. T'yesh tvarim she'einam tzrichim t'nai kafu. There's something that I need t'nai kafu. And what are they? She'einam tzrichim t'nai kafu. Ele gil galui milta. It's obvious. It's galui milta. The situation is obvious. The Anan Sahade, we the witnesses, the whole world knows this, Anan Sahade, the Adate, the Hachi Avi, that is why you did it. I mean, some things are so obvious, you don't have to stipulate them. Right? The Hachi Avi, the Gam Yesh Dvarim, there's some things, the Afilu Gilu Milta Lo Ba'ayu, you don't even need Gilu Milta. And even if it isn't obvious, right? Even if it isn't even Lo Ba'ayu, Kagon Ahi, the Kotev Kol Nechasav Lacheri, like a person who gave all his assets to somebody because he thought he had no children. He thought he never had any heirs in the world. V'shema sheyesh lo ben. And suddenly he discovered he's got a child. Now obviously, the whole world knows that no one just goes and gives their assets away. And if he knew that he had a child, he would never have done this in the first place. So we don't need gilu milta, we don't need t'nai, we don't need anything. That's just like, that's just taken for granted. Right? V'shema sheyesh lo ben shehamatana betela. That gift that he gave was finished. Okay, you know, we'll get into that now. So we see an interesting idea here that Dvarim Shebelev, we see how it ties up Dvarim Shebelev, Elohe Tato, Dvarim Shebelev, and then we got the question of the Tanai Kafel, and we can see the difference between Tanai Kafel, Gidu Milta, something Dadi Gidu Milta, and that's a nice toss for us. Okay, let's carry on. So now, carry the Mishnah. Omer Leisha, Harat, because she did Acha Shet Gayer, after I convert. Or Acha Shet Tit Gayeri, or after you. When you become an Eved, she's a Shifcha, and he says, he's an Eved, and he says, when I become free, or she's an Eved, and after she becomes free, he says, yeah, when your husband dies. You know the story about the guy who he has a flood? You know, the insurance story of a guy gets paid out when he has a big fire in his factory, and he's on a ship celebrating, he's got his big payout. And he meets another guy, and that guy says, hey, you, what are you doing on the cruise? He said, no, well, you know, I had this flood in my factory, and we got paid out. He said, no, I'll tell you how you make a fire. How do you create a flood? Okay, right? So your husband's going to die. So how do you get the husband? Okay. Lacha sheyamut balech, or lacha shtamut achotech. Because so too, he can't marry her while her sister's alive, right? That's an Eric Sharon story, right? Lacha sheyachlotz lechayev amech. After your vimech, we'll do chalitza. So it's all these, right? Eina mekudeshet. Yeah, eina mekudeshet. Why? V'chein, look at Rashi. Eina mekudeshet.
What do you mean after your sister dies?
Because he can't marry her now because he's married to a sister.
Oh, he's
and you can't marry
sister.
Two sisters.
So after my wife dies, he's basically
Wait, it doesn't say my wife, it's your sister.
So at this moment, he can't marry her.
Right. So look at Rashi. Eina mekudeshet. Why? Dehavelei dvarim shelo ba'u le'olam. You can't predict the future. You can't make a t'nai on the future. That's your story there, almost with the sota, right? You can't make a t'nai on the future, right? In other words, you aren't a prophet, right? And now, he can't do the kiddushin. The question we want to ask is, can you do the kiddushin now, yes or no? If you can, then it's a kiddushin. If you can't, it's not a kiddushin. Not what will be. Okay. And the same thing you say to your friend, im yalda ishtecha nekeva. If your wife has a girl, right? Has a girl, right? Harei zu mekudeshet li, her daughter. Let's do a deal now that you're going to marry your daughter off to me, because a father can marry your daughter, right? Under 12 and a half years old, right? Ena mekudeshet, not a mekudeshet, right? The same thing. The ena mekudeshet, which is the
Ramshel Ba'alola. So you can't buy a future. When your tree grows apples, I'll buy the apples.
That's the famous example of Dekel and the Peirot. Right, right. That's Dekel and the Peirot. We'll see that just now. We might actually see it. There's a Tosfot. I don't think we're going to try to see it. Shkoch. Okay, we're going to skip over this part of the Mishnah here. Because if you look there, there's a Gimel, the Agot Agra, and the Chet on the Mishnah Rashas. And they all seem to say this isn't part of the Mishnah. Okay? Lo Garis. The grass says, Lamed Gimel Lo Garis La. And the Rambam is Tmuhim, that the Rambam actually explained this in his Parashah Mishnayot. And if you look at the Chet there, Mishol HaShas, there's a long Chet, it says, Mimad Amar Rav Chanin El Kama, we'll see it just on Ba'amud Bet, we'll see it now. Lo Shanu Ele She'ein Ishto Mubet V'chulei, V'sugye She'alav. And it's a separate sugya. Muchach Delo Grasin El Hach Sefer Mishnah. It seems not a Mishnah. There it's actually brought as a brighter. We'll see it in the next Amud, it says the Tanya. We'll see that in a second. Okay, let's carry on. Gemara. So we've seen this as well, by the way. You can't make it. You can't do truma on if you got two pot. We saw this with pot plants. Remember, we saw that you got a pot plant that's got a hole in it. It's considered mechubar. And you can't do truma from one to the other, right? If it wasn't mechubar, yes, mechubar. Same idea here. You've got fruits already off the tree and fruits on the tree. You can't say the truma off the tree is for the. I'm giving truma here for the fruits on the tree still. Okay, right? Now, ain't tomi mina talush ala mechubar, ve'im taram ain't truma to truma, right? And you can't say now. By minay Rav Asi mi Rav Yochanan. Rav Asi also Rav Yochanan. And Rav Yochanan, remember, is going to be the main protagonist of this view. Of Ein Dvarim Sheba'u Ba'olam, and we're going to see Kol Sheba, Rabbi, we'll see in a second. Rabbi Yabi Yochanan, Amar Peirot Arugazu Tlushim. This row of fruits are separated. Yehu Truma Peirot Arugazu Mechubari. If a person said something like that, or the other way around, or he said Peirot Arugazu Mechubarim, Yehu Truma Peirot Arugazu Tlushim, right? And then he says like this. He says that these Peirot, which are connected, will be truma on that those pair which are already taken off the tree when they come off the tree. Obviously they're not truma now. I'm saying when they come off the tree, that's already the truma. I'm already dedicating them as truma for when they come off the tree. Venitlishu, and the guy took them off. So now Mahu, that's his question of Yochanan. What happens? He now eventually took it off. Do we say that the t'nai that he made while they were on the tree still is a t'nai, it's a good t'nai, and therefore this is truma or not? That's the question. Amaleh, so Rabbi Yochanan answers him. Kol shebeyado. Right? Anything that's in your hands that you can do, that you've got control over, call Shabbat Yador, that's up to you. Love kemechusar maase dami is deemed as if there isn't anything missing. In other words, what's the example? Yeah, if you now, this second, could go and pick the fruits off the tree, then it's okay. But if you can't get to the tree, there's a fence and a locker, you haven't got the key, or the fruits are not ready, you can't pick them at the moment, or you aren't allowed to pick them, whatever the case is, then it wouldn't be good. In other words, if you could do it, it's considered done. Right, that's interesting here. Kol shebeyado, love kemechus amase. As if nothing's missing. Eighty days. Now we've got a brighter on this concept of kol shebiyado. He has a case of our Mishnah, where Kodesh Rabbi Yochanan, you say, what? So what's the problem? So the Gemara is like this. Bishloma kulu lav biyado. We understand all the things that aren't in your hands. But in a ger, have a bayado. But why is a ger not a kiddushin? You're right. Okay, you're right. But I'm saying, what a ger? What does a ger need to do? But Dermot, we're talking here particularly about a ger, an Evet Knani. An Evet Knani has already undergone mila, has already undergone tvila, the shame gerut, and all he needs is shichrur, right? It's going to be much easier, right? But actually, take everything that I said back. They're probably the hardest because he has to get permission from his master to let him go.
Yeah.
So we can't be speaking about it ever. I take it all back. Mark it off, scratch it off on the recording. Gone. Okay. Right. And we see that it's not the case anyhow. Because look what the Gemara says. Why isn't he Mekudeshet? So the answer, the Gemara says, no. Ger nami la biyados. What's on his hands? Why? And the answer is not my answer. If it had been my answer, wouldn't have been a bad answer. But it's not my answer. Right? Nami la biyado. I'm Rabbi Chiya bar Ava. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. What's the story? Ger tzarich shlosha. He needs a beitin. How do we know that you'll find a beitin? He might not find a beitin, and therefore it's not in his hands. He can't decide to be a ger. He has to find three guys to say you're a ger, to ask him questions. Look at Rashi. Shlosha Yisraelim shnizgakin lo lahat below to make him, put him to dip him ul hodiyomik tzat mitzvot kalot v'chamurot kram b'yav amot. Teach him a bit, check that he knows what's going on. There's a whole talich here, right? And especially like you said, but in our day, it's virtually impossible to come a ger, right? So the Gemara's like us, the Gerchik Shosha, so not Biyado. So this is my timer. And why do we know that? Because Mishpat Kativ Bei Kedin. When it says with a Ger, Mishpat. Right? It says, we look at the Pasuk. It says, Mishpat Echad Ye Lachem, Ka Ger Kejach Ye, Ki Ani Hashem Lokechem. It needs a Mishpat. A Mishpat Ye means that Kedin. Right? Mi Yamad Mizdakaku Lehu Tanit Latin. How do you find these three guys to do the Baitin? So therefore, it's not Biyado. So now, he's got a problem here. If that's the case, and you're telling me that this whole idea of kol she b'yado, lo b'chusar ma'aseh dami, but it's not b'yado, listen to this, it's quite clear here. So now, anotain pruta l'shivchato, you give a pruta to your shivcha knanit, right? V'amar, harei at mekudeshet li, la'achar she'esh shtachrereich. Right? He says, acharei, did I pronounce that word right? Acharei she'esh shtachrereich, right? Ani eshtachrereich. I will let you go, because it's up to him now. It's b'yado, right? He decides to let her go. So yeah, the kiddushin should be a good kiddushin.
He calls it.
She can't marry now. She's a shifcha. She's a sheknanit. She becomes a Jew when she becomes free.
What was the thing we had about the?
That's yiud. That so when he sells her, his daughter to him, the kavanah is you that he will marry her. That's the object. That's a Jewish girl.
Doesn't he have to say, but if I don't release you, then I won't?
We'll get to that. Could you say double tonight? You say because dafke kiddushin and not mammon.
That's right.
Good. Right? According to you, then, there should be kiddushin because it's v'yado, right? Let's stick with v'yado in the meantime, right? So the Gemara says, what are you going to compare the two? Hatam, look at this. It's terrible to say. Hakam, yikara behema. A shifcha knanit, when she's a shifcha, not that she's a behema. I don't think Gemara chafs on me that she's a behema, but she's got no da'at. She's like an animal for all intents and purposes. She isn't able to even do kiddushin. Right? Hashta, now once he releases her, da'at acheret. It's a different case. In other words, there wasn't an ability to do the kiddushin with her at the time when he could have done, when he wanted to offer her the kiddushin. You understand? That's what the Gemara is saying. It's a very far, far, far idea here. Right? Look at Rashi. Hashta da'at acheret. Hilchach ein mechusar ma'ase gado mize. Not like Rabbi Yochanan said, kol she b'yado lav mechusar ma'ase dami. Right? He meant that it's just doing something. But yeah, there isn't a greater example of a way where there's less, where there's more mechusar ma'ase than that. Because that's like two different people. It's if you did kiddushi with another person. Right? That's what he says. Okay. But we're not finished yet. Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm not tempted to ishto. You give, put it to your wife. Look at this. I don't issue Prishto. He says to her, "Hare at mekudeshet li la'achar she'egar sheikh." He says, "Here's a putta, and I'm going to divorce you. And after we get divorced, you marry to me now." Now, in theory, right, he can divorce her. He can just give her a get. Doesn't need her opinion. So therefore, it's not like an eved. We said on a shifcha maybe there's no da'at, but on a woman there's definitely da'at. Right, that's a good comeback on that one, right? So look at the answer. So look at the great answer to this. So it's nervous. The girl's achinami. Rabbi Yochanan, David Kiddushin. According to Rabbi Yochanan, according to what you said, it should be Kiddushin, right? It's called biyado. So the girl's like this. Nahi debiyan legarsha. That's great that he can divorce her. You're right. Doesn't he need consent from her to divorce her, right? Biyad lekacha. But can she marry him? She might not want to marry him the second time. So therefore, the putter's not a putter.
He needs witnesses also.
Okay, let's say there were witnesses. Let's say there were witnesses.
It's not in his control.
It's not in his control. So it's not because not biyado. It's biyado legarsha, not biyado lekacha. Okay.
Yeah, but
so,
isn't the time she will marry him if he
divorces? But the point here is it's lo biyado. There's mechusar ma'aseh here shelo biyado. And Rabbi Yochanan only said that mechusar maaseh shebiyado is love mechusar maaseh. But he has a mechusar maaseh which is lo biyado, therefore it's not in his control.
At least they didn't compare his wife to a behem.
We already saw with the Mishnah the other day, I gave you the example of the father and the son, that things happen. Okay? So therefore, let's not write off the possibilities. Things happen. Right, therefore, so the Gemara like this. Tifshot, if they are, now we see what we see now. Yeah. Tifshot, the by Rav Oishia. We can solve the problem that Rav Oishia had. Rav Oishia said like this. If you got a notan staple to Leisha, right? The Gemara's not finished with it, right? You give your wife at the outset, when you marry her the first time around, two prutot, right? Bachat amala it kachili hayom. With the first prutot, you said, marry me today. Ubachat amala it kachili la'achar she'egar sheikh. And with the second one, he says to her, when I divorce you, he has a putter for the second marriage already. Now, this is a little bit different to the first case we had. Because the first case we had, she was already married to him. She might not like the guy, and she's dying for the divorce, right? And therefore, she's never going to marry him again. But at the moment, she's agreeing to marry him, right? So we can assume that she's agreeing to marry him again when he divorces her. So we can assume that if we said in the previous example she had not been the kiddushin in his hands, now the kiddushin seems to be that she's agreeing, right? So that's to say tifshot mina de lo have a kiddushin. Maybe we can learn from the answer we got that so too here there wouldn't be kiddushin. Just like there was a kiddushin, there wouldn't be kiddushin, right? So the way I explained it would explain rather why there would be kiddushin. But the Gemara is like this. The Gemara says no, you can't actually prove that. Dilma ki haychid tafse kiddushin hashta tafse nami lachar mikin. Maybe the girl's not giving an answer, by the way. It's just saying maybe you could say no. Like I explained, the kiddushin now is tafse on the other kiddushin as well, and she's giving her consent. So maybe it would have been okay. Now the girl brings a brighter to prove Rabbi Yochanan on kol she beyado love mechusar maaseh dami. Okay, Tanya, we got a brighter, right? Rabbi ain tormi mina talush ala mechubar. Right, we've seen that already. Ve'im taram ein truma to truma. His truma is not truma. The one says katsa. Why don't you give us an example? He says, Amar perot arugazu tlushin. You truma al perot arugazu bechubet. We've seen this already before. Perot arugazu bechubet. You truma al perot arugazu tlushin. Okay, and vice versa on the separated ones, on the fixed ones, the fixed ones. Lo amar klum. He never said anything. It means nothing. Right. Aval amar lekeshe yitleshu. But if he had added, like we saw on the previous amud, right, that when are the ones on the tree truma for the ones that are already talush off the tree, when I pick them, right? If he said that, then it leshud v'rav kayamin, then it's kayamin. Then it is good, okay? Im lekeshid leshud truma leshud v'rav kayamin. Look at Rashi there. Hoil uveyado litloshu lahafrish, right? Because then it's in his hands. Right? Yeter. Now that was the first day in the brighter. So the brighter was Tanya Kevater Rabbi Yochanan. Right? And we saw Ein Tovim Min HaKlalush. But if you said Sheyitlosh, Nitlosh Udvarav Kaimin. Yeter Al Kain is a machloket now with the Tanakama. Right? The second Tanya in the Mishnah says more than that. Yeter Al Kain. Look at Rashi. Yeter Al Kain. Yater Al Kain. Right? Afilu Mashe Ein Beyado. Deksavar adam magdish umakne davar shelo bala olam. Those are what Rashi is, the Rashi what means. The Tana of the second Tana says, even no. The first Tana says, why can you do it that way? Because it's already in the world. It's shekeshiit l'shu, right? Second Tana says, no, I don't need something that's sheit l'shu. I've got no problem with making a t'nai on a dav, something that hasn't come into the world yet. David, a future. Right? So this Tana's got no problem with the future.
But what did
he say
then?
He says, Yater Arkan. And Rashi explained, more than that, more than what you just said. There, Avalim Amar Lekeshit Leshu. And then beneath that says two lines, Yater Arkan. Afilu Masha Embiyadu Deksabar Adam Magdish Makne, Dalit Shin Lamed Bet Lamed, Davar Shelo Bala Olam. Okay. Arameza Ben Yaakov, Afilu Amar Perot Arugazu Tushin, Yutruma Perot Arugazu Bechuberet, O Perot Arugazu Bechuberet, Yutruma Perot Arugazu Tushin. Right. Even if he does it like that, that one on the fixed and on the connected and the detached and the connected, lekeshe yaviu shlish. He doesn't need to actually say when it's picked. The first Tana said lekeshe yitleshu. Right here he says lekeshe yaviu shlish veyitleshu veheviu shlish venitleshu dvarim kayamin. But what's he saying? He's saying aparut arugazu tushin. So it seems he still needs to pick them, right? But not ready yet at the time of the shlish, at the time they're already there. Right. So there it's not considered a proper fruit yet. Now Rabbi says as follows. Lo Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, right? That was the second Tana there was Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, right? Yater al Kain, Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So we got Tana Kama, who's not mentioned by name. And the second Tana is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said, right, Yaterak Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Afilu, blah, blah, Kishiavu Shlish. So comes along Rabbi, and sort of limits it and says, Rabbi, Amar Rabbi, Lo Amar Eliezer ben Yaakov, Ela Beshachat, Rabbi Agam Lo. There's the different types of foods over here. Look at Rashi. Rabbi says, when did Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov say what he said? Beshachat. Shavbi shelo nitpashlu hagarinin shlish, or afilu adayin lo livlevu hachitim, whether it's wheat that hasn't yet become to a certain stage, or the fruits haven't come to a certain stage. Shachat mia, but this food called shachat, have a ra'ui, it exists and it's ra'ui, what liktsor, you can harvest it. Ulachir lebehema, and feed it to an animal. Demidi deminkar, it's something which is recognizable, we can identify it. Vechashuvu. So even though it's not a fruit, or it's not proper wheat yet, or it's not a food which a human being would want to eat, it's something which has got edible value. Right? It's got value, it's important, and on that, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is saying that for shachat, it's completed already. For food, for you to eat, it's not yet completed, but for Shachar, he's saying, yes, you could do Truma. That's what Rabbi says. And look what Agam is. Agam is the opposite. She'ena elet smachim rakim. It's very soft vegetation, right? Ulekam mefaresh maila shon agam. We'll explain just now. So he says that when it is Shachar, you can Agam no. Right? And look at Rashi. Why not with Agam? Tekevan de lo chashiv. And since it's got no status whatsoever, you can't even lemafreya attach the name truma to it. If it was already a shlish or it was something of substance, even though you're going to bring it later on, but lemafreya, you could say that at the time that I made the declaration, truma could be attached to it. Okay, that is Rashi. Rav Yosef Abar, so this is machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Rav Yosef says, no, afilu ba'agam. The Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov's got no problem with ba'agam. Right? And my mashmir the high agam. So now we can explain what this. Remember, Rashi said that we explained just now what agam is. Right? So the Gemara says, my mashma the high agam lishna de butzlanahu. How do we know that this agam is a lishna of butzlana? Look, what is butzlana? Look at Rashi. Butzlana shu mevatzel v'ole min ha'aretz. You know, when onions grow in the ground, they like come up slightly. You see them a little bit growing, like a lot of vegetables, root vegetables that grow in the ground.
They take that word from the word batzal, or they take batzal.
I think it's from the word batzal. Okay. I think that he like an onion like pops up a bit out of the ground, and on the top of it you've got like the green, the vegetable on top of it, right? It means like it can bend over, and there's like a very light weight bit of greenery there that blows in the wind, can bend over, etc. Okay, and there's an example over there. But that's what. How do we know that? How do we know that this is that? Look, and he brings a pasuk over there. Hakaze yetzom avcharehu yom anot adam nafsho halachof ka'agmon rosho. So we see halachof ka'agmon, and agmon agam is which moves, bends its head. That's how we know that it is that. Okay, not so central to us again. Okay, kaman asla. So now the Gemara is like this, command Asla, right? So now look at that Rashi there. The Gemara stops for a second and says like this, Ad Rabbi Chanina Kai. We're now going back to Rabbi Chanina, right? Amachok Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Meir on Tnai Kaful or not Tnai Kaful. Rabbi Chanina Kai, command Parish Rabbi Chanina Amat Ditin. Dim Ishto Mu'uberet Dvarav Kayamin. Right, Alma davar shelo ba klal olamu, te'ein makne, ava ba miktzato makne. Right, so look here, we're now going back to that Mishnah. Right, remember we said that the Mishnah brought a case at the bottom. Ima ita eshet chaveru meuberet. And we said, v'chein ha'omer lechaveru, imi alda ishtecha, nekevar, ezu mekudeshet, li ena mekudeshet. We said, if he says to a woman, if your wife has a baby and she's a girl, we married. And then we had that bracket, we said, aren't part of the sugya. You see, and now he says like this, Kaman Azlaha, whose opinion is this like? Right, with regards to the name Tani, we've got a brighter. And the brighter now says, Ha'omer lechaveiro, im yalda ishtecha, im your daughter has a baby, nekeva, and she's a girl, mekudeshet li, lo amar klum, va'amar Rabbi Chanina, right? But Rabbi Chanina said on this, I apologize, it's got nothing to do with tonight, Kafu. Right? So Rabbi Chanina, Lo Shanu Ela She'ein Ishto Meuberet. When did the Mishnah say that it's Eino Mekudeshet if she wasn't pregnant? Aval Ishto Meuberet Farav Kayamin. But if she was pregnant, then it would be a good deal.
Familiar. Did we have something like this before?
I also think about it.
It's like the hair that grows out the onion.
Right, yeah, because it's really something that's so that's our question, right? Because we got a machloket here, Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. So now we've just spoken about Rabba on Agam v'Shachat, and Rabbi Yosef said, no, even if it's Shachat, even if it's Agam, it's still good. And now we say, now we can take that machloket of Rabba and Rabbi Yosef on whether it had to be Ra'ui, right, or it could even be Lakuf, or and apply it to the woman, is she pregnant or not pregnant? That's exactly the what we're doing now, right? That was a Kaman Azla. So the Gemara says, Kaman, right? Who are we going like? Ika Rabba, if the Machloket is Rabba, the right Rabba was the one who said, Oni Shachat, right? Ika Rabba, Keshehu Kar Uvra. Then we have to wait till everyone's noticeable that she's pregnant, right? We have to see her stomach. Because that's like a bit of, Rabbi needs the shachak, that it has to be something of substance. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Right? So that's the one way of learning this sugya. Vikad Amri, and there's another way of looking at it. I'm a rabbi, that Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef machloket was different machloket. They didn't argue on agam and shachat. It's like Vikad Amri. Right, I'm Rabbi. I'm Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. When Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said, right, in the first place, that Yaterah Kain, Afilu Amar Perot Aruga, right, he is not Shach. Ela b'Shachak debei Kivsha, aval b'Shachak debei Shakir lo. Look at Rashi there, right, debei Kivsha, Sadeh shel Beit Abal shedayeh b'meg Shamim. Right, in other words, a field that depends entirely, grows entirely on rain. You don't need to water it. Right? Aval b'shachak tevei shakir, look at Rashi, aval b'shachak tevei shakir, shel sadeh beit hashluchin, shetzricher hashkot, lo amar. On there he never said. In other words, when did Rabbi Yosef say, no problem with the talush, with and etc.? If it's from a field, there's nothing to do with the shachak and agam. Right? There they thought they machloket at all. The machloket just is, where's it growing, right? And on a field that you have to water, he says that you couldn't use it. Why? Lo amar, the avida de pseida, ki lo mashkela, kidmi baila, hira kemi shelo ba leolam klalu. And there, if that field needs to be watered, that we can't, because you might not water that field, therefore it's going to die. If it's just dependent on the rain, so we know that that fruit will grow, because the rain will take care of it. But if you've got to do it, you come back at night, because it's already something not in the world yet, and you might never come to feed it, right? Okay, well, we can assume. Well, we're right. And Rav Yosef, and that's what Rabbi said. And Rav Yosef said, no, afilu b'shachat devei shakya. So they all agree they have to be shachat, right? But the question is, where's the shachat growing? Right, so now, and now the Gemara asks that question, says, "Kaman asla, how did Tanya Omer Chaver Imi Alda Ishtachanek Vemugreshedi Lo Amar Klum? Rami Bichani Lo Shadu Ere Shein Ishto Mubered, Aval Ishto Mubered Tvav Kayamin. Kaman, who's a guy like? Keshehu Kar Ubra Vedivra Kol. Do it's, so we say no. We're talking. Everybody agrees. There's no machlok Rabbi Yossi on that. Has to be Hukar Ubra. Okay.
Might be a boy.
Let's okay. We need to go. We have stopping here.